What's good about it? The conclusions in the book are clear, and to many perhaps unexpected. 1. The decisive forces in the period of history discussed are the developing economic forces, gradual and imperceptible, but with an irresistible cumulative effect. 2. The various contending groups of dominant merchants, industrialists and politicians, while keenly aware of immediate interests, are for that very reason generally blind to the long-range consequences of their actions, proposals and policies. 3. The political and moral ideas of the age should be examined in the very closest relation to the economic development. 4. An outworn interest whose bankruptcy, quotes, smells to heaven in historical perspective, can exercise an obstructionist and disruptive effect which can only be explained by the powerful services it has previously rendered and the entrenchment previously gained. 5. The ideas built on these interests continue long after the interests have been destroyed and work their old mischief, which is all the more mischievous because the interests to which they corresponded no longer exist. What you have to watch. This is a brutal subject and was written around 80 years ago. The reader needs to keep an open mind.